What's up, peers? And I welcome you to join the WasabiCast, a Bitcoin privacy podcast. My name is Max Hillebrand, and I'm very eager to welcome you here to this very first episode of this new podcast focused exclusively on venturing down the rabbit hole that is the Bitcoin privacy space. This is something that I am personally really excited about, and I hope that you peers out there listening will enjoy as much as I do. We will on this show talk about, well, first of all, the philosophy of privacy itself, right? What this actually is and why this is so important to many individuals. And specifically, at least for me, privacy is the aspect to selectively reveal oneself to the world. And this aspect of choice with whom to interact with and what to tell someone else is something, of course, inherently tied to human liberties and dignity. And in a free world, therefore, well, privacy is the default. There is a choice. And we can, in today's current age, with tools of cyberspace, manifest privacy in a really powerful way. In a way to whisper over the internet so that nobody can read the message that you're actually sending. This is quite fascinating and extremely liberating. And of course, this does not just stop with encryption of sensitive communications. No, this goes especially, of course, into the Bitcoin space. Now, Bitcoin is, of course, a monetary asset, right? A sound monetary instrument that is used by individuals, well, first of all, to get paid, and second, then to hold on to their value for a certain period of time, right? To hodl on to their Bitcoin wealth, so to ultimately going to spend them. But what is at the very core of Bitcoin? It is, again, the choice of which monetary network to use, with which peers to associate on your network. And if you choose the Bitcoin consensus rules, then you do associate with other Bitcoin full nodes, and you communicate then only to them. And of course, this also applies not just to running Bitcoin, but to use Bitcoin, right? So to get paid and to hold on to your wealth and to spend it, well, you ought to do that in a private way so that you have the control over what to reveal about yourself to the world. And since Bitcoin is a rather public network where a lot of information is shared freely, we need to take some extraordinary steps to protect that choice and to keep control over what we tell other people. Thankfully, there are many software tools out of there in the world that can be used to protect this choice, this freedom to express yourself also in the Bitcoin realm. One of the pioneering softwares is, of course, Wasabi Wallet. And as you might hear from the name of this show, Join the WasabiCast, I am a large user and contributor and fan of the Wasabi project, and I'm therefore eager to collaborate with some of the peers contributing to it, the actual WasabiCast building this amazing Bitcoin wallet to bring you this podcast. This is going to be hopefully a long-term and prosperous collaboration and sharing of this knowledge. And thankfully, it is not just going to be me, because that would be utmost boring if you all would have to listen just to my blabbering all the time. That I can save you from, but because I am planning to bring on some of the most extraordinary contributors to free software in the Bitcoin privacy space to talk about, well, what motivates them? What motivates these individuals to go out there and to write the code and to build the software that you can ultimately use, right? What is that driving force for them specifically? Why they're interested in privacy? Willing to contribute so much to that space. And this, of course, includes Wasabi Wallet, but the Bitcoin privacy space is much larger than this. So we will be having guests here from all types of projects that are being worked on that advance individual choice and individual empowerment to reveal oneself to the world. In financial transactions. So, peers, that is the gist of it. This is the Join the WasabiCast Bitcoin Privacy Podcast. And why am I doing this? Well, because I love Wasabi, and I think it's a utmost beautiful tool that is still a rough diamond in its shape. And there has to be a lot of contributions done of course, to Wasabi, but in more general, the entire Bitcoin privacy space. So my goal here is to reach out and to spread valuable information from the people who build these tools, and to encourage others to become productive and to build something beautiful for themselves. But of course, also to use these tools, right? That's where I think the creative part starts already. Just by becoming a user of a free software project, this is so closely tied to actually contributing to and to building the software itself. And me personally, I am first and foremost a user of free software projects, and not at all, for example, a developer. I could not write a line of code, and it would take quite a lot of my time to actually gain an expertise of that. But nevertheless, it is possible, even for naive users like me, to be part of the space and to help create something delightful. And this is my passion in also speaking and educating and creating this podcast, as I'm speaking right now, to encourage you to defend yourself and to help others defend themselves too. And this is, I think, the beauty of the free software collaboration in the Bitcoin privacy space. So without any further ado, this was it for this very first introductionary episode zero of the Join the Wasabicast Bitcoin Privacy Podcast. Piers, I'm Max Hillebrand, and I'm so eager to continue this journey down the Bitcoin privacy rabbit hole with you in the next show. Bye-bye.